Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I was disappointed to hear yesterday, but not surprised to hear that the Detroit Regional Chamber has canceled this year's Mackinac Policy Conference.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I know that they were really trying to put it together so they have it again this year. It's, you know, a great program for the entire state of Michigan. As you know, for our county, we've been going this would have been our fifth year attending. I know it was a hard decision for them to make, but it was the right decision. And unfortunately, they're canceling all of their events that would host more than 50 people for the entire 2020. And then there's another program that they do called Leadership Detroit, and they're canceling that program as well. So they're going to try to do some different programming for the next 6 months. But I know I spoke with some of their staff members yesterday, and they're very upset about what had to happen, but they understood why it had to happen.
It's hard to imagine doing that event with safe social distancing, because that is an event that involves handshakes and hugs and being elbow to elbow on the porch at the Grand Hotel. It's a people event.
And sometimes you only see these people once a year, so of course you want to give them a hug, because you don't know when you're going to see them next time. And then you know how the porch gets. It's so crowded, even if you don't know the people, when you walk by, you're always touching someone's elbow or moving by someone. So I get why they couldn't do the program, but I know that they really wanted to do it. But in hindsight, it's the best thing, and they'll come back stronger in 2021.
Sure. And, of course, the Blue Water area Chamber of Commerce has had to certainly adapt to our new normal. You've been spending hours and hours on Zoom and keeping everybody connected, including the after-work gatherings that you have, the business after 5.
Yeah, so we have obviously done a little pivoting ourselves in terms of how we put our programming out there for our members the last 80-some days. And again, we didn't know when this all started what to expect, but we gradually, you know, started putting more programming together as we got feedback that it was going over well. We still did a couple of monthly things, weekly things, but now we're starting to try to get back into our regular kind of schedule for the next couple of months to see how that goes. Still a lot of it on Zoom, but we're starting our business after 5 again, which we normally hold on the second Thursday. Is why we normally speak to you on this Wednesday. And we're going to hold that on Zoom, and we're going to do some games and have some opportunity to win prizes. And all you need to do is get on Zoom, and our ID number for that is 554-102-8838. It's also on Facebook. It's also on our website. So we can start getting into the mode of having people go back to the regular monthly programming that we've done in the past, whether it's networking, whether it's business after 5, whether it's our lunch and learn. We're holding one this afternoon at noon with Toastmasters. We have our breakfast brief as well. That's next week with Lewis Jones. And Lewis Jones is our HR expert for our membership. And he provides a lot of great information in regards to HR issues. And he'll be talking about HR issues and the new small business workplace. So I know you don't want to miss that as well for our members. Again, the same Zoom number for all of it. ID is 554-102-8838. So although we're trying to still pivot and do programming that's not the norm, we're also trying to figure out ways to continue to do our monthly type programming. And as you know, we had to postpone our State of the County in March, and we were supposed to schedule it. It was scheduled for this Friday coming up. And again, we can't hold it because we're not allowed to hold more than 50 people and 10 people. I think it's 10 people inside, right? And 50 people outside.
10 going up to 100, though.
Yeah, but, you know, again, we have always prided ourselves on being able to grow that event every year. And we're close to 500 people. And so we know we have to figure out how we can make that happen this year, if we can still make it happen. And maybe the theme's a little different. Maybe it's about regrouping, reset, and how do we rebound in a new restart of our region. So again, still having discussions with Jeff and Carrie on that in terms of whether it's possible, and if so, how should we proceed with that. But it is. It's been kind of this last couple of weeks, now that we know that we're starting to restart our economy, restart our businesses, have a lot of openings. You know, the restaurants were all excited that they were able to finally have in-dine capabilities at 50% capacity. You know, people started already attending and going to the restaurants and bars because they know how important it is to support our locals. And it was nice to see all that.
Oh, yeah. There were people first thing yesterday out for breakfast and happy to be out there and supporting our local businesses, of which there are so many. And I guess, Thelma, maybe this would be a good time to just remind everybody that is going to restaurants, stores, other businesses that are reopening to expect things to be a little bit different, to be more patient, to comply with what you're asked to do, which may be wearing a face mask. It may be to, keep your social distance.
Absolutely, because, again, even though things are starting to reopen, you still have to use common sense, and you have to use all the things that you've been doing the last 80 days in order to keep our community safe. We've had one of the lowest amount of active cases, and that's because people are following the rules. People are doing what needed to be done. I think if we had maybe a higher population or we weren't following the guidelines set down by the governor, we probably would have had higher numbers of cases. And could our two hospitals have handled that? I don't know. But the reality is, because our community has come together, we work together, and we try to make sure people are following the rules, our numbers are lower, and it's great to see that because I think that will provide us an opportunity to even grow quicker in terms of this new phase.
Yep, absolutely. Do you think we're going to see any baseball this year, Thelma?
I don't know. I know that they've proposed another, 89 games to work
something
from
like
July
that, yeah.
through September, maybe or October. I hope so. I think people are excited about it. You know, we've been watching a little bit of NASCAR because they've been having some races,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen some golf, and I know golf is about to start again, too. And
yep.
Unfortunately, we won't have basketball or hockey here because our teams didn't qualify in terms of the numbers wherever they were in terms of the standing. But I think people are ready to start watching sports, at least on TV. I still think people are a little hesitant maybe going to that type of venue. There will be some that will go no matter what because they feel that they want to be there, but there will be others who will be a little more cautious. But at least if we could watch it on TV, I think it would be exciting. And isn't the draft happening today as well?
But, I believe so, yeah. So there's that. So.
And
anyway,
I
miss it. Miss sports.
Yeah. I think they said they're going to take someone that has a lot of power and can come back and be probably a big player for the Detroit Tigers. So, you know, we're still a number of years away from getting to the playoffs, but I think it's still exciting. I think people really want to see baseball. I mean, that's, part of the summertime.
It.
So we'll see what happens.
It's a huge part of our summer. Go ahead.
A couple other things. One, as you know, our golf outing was also supposed to be in June. That has been changed. We're trying to find a date in August to hold that. Again, I think as every organization goes through this process for golf outings, it's going to be different, but it's good that we get to be outside so we don't have those limitations that we would have if it was inside. And then the other big program that we did with Habitat was Rock the Block, which was also scheduled for June. That's been pushed to August 15th as well. And then we're actually working on a joint webinar with the Macomb County Chamber for our 10th congressional candidates, and we're looking forward to doing that in July. So although it seems like, you know, time has stood still, our chamber keeps moving forward and trying to provide all the programming and all the resources and all the information to our members so that we're all can be there when we're ready to go full steam ahead. And hopefully that's, you know, by July 4th is what I'm hoping for.
Sure hope so. And people can get all that information, Zoom logins and dates and all that on the Chamber website, right?
Absolutely. It's always updated. And, that's where I would direct people to go to. Because, again, if there may be something else that you're looking for that maybe we didn't mention, and then you can find it there. And, you know, we try to keep it as vibrant, as engaging, and as exciting as possible. And, again, we're only a staff of three, but I think we do a lot of great things in the community.
Oh, you absolutely do. We appreciate it all the time. Thelma, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us, and take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Hopefully, next time we talk, Paul, baseball will be back.
I hope so. I hope that we're in the studio together, and I hope we're talking about Tiger baseball.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
All right, Thelma. You too.